بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين يقولون ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كلكم راع وكلكم مسؤول عن رعيته او كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, I welcome you in this masjid on behalf of a Fairfield Tamil community. Alhamdulillah, they have organized this lunch gathering for all the Tamil brothers and sisters. May Allah unite our hearts. The main reason of coming together from different cities and areas is how we can sit together and concern about our progeny, our children, and affairs of India in our locality, how we can help them out financially, and how we can share our concern and our worries, and how we can make a better decision. And alhamdulillah, there is always khair in the mashwira, in consultation. Even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran has mentioned, وَشَاوِرُوا بِالْعَمْرِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was most intelligent personality in this world. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أُوتِيتُ عِلْمَ الْأَوَّلِينَ وَالْآخِرِينَ. I have been granted the knowledge of the previous nations as well as what will happen in future. And with all this experience, with all this knowledge, yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded him in the Holy Quran that you must consult with your people with regard to the affairs of these worldly things. So it shows the importance of the mashwira. And yadullahi ala jama'a, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in one of the hadith that Allah's nusrat, Allah's help, Allah's assistance, Allah's blessing is with the jama'a, with the congregation. So whatever decision, inshallah, we are going to make amongst yourself for the next year or whatever our agenda is, because we are doing in the sunnat way, we are doing in the right way, we are following the Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and teaching of the Holy Quran, inshallah, that will be khair in this mashwara. Whatever decision will take place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put barakat in this blessing. One of the etiquette of the mashwara is this, that we should always put our community, our people in front of us, then ourselves. Sometimes a person giving a mashwara or suggesting something, keeping himself in front. I like it, so it should be done this way. And sometimes it can be wrong. So always we should put not ourselves, but the whole entire community. What is the benefit for the community? Think that, and whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put in your heart and your mind, suggest that kind of opinion. And another etiquette is that if your opinion has been accepted, then thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and fear that, oh Allah, I gave the, some suggestion and it was accepted. Now I'm scared if something goes wrong down the line, I would be blamed for it. Because you suggested and we accepted your suggestion, and now this is what we are facing. So even our suggestion is accepted is not a matter of boasting. Rather, humbling ourselves that it may be wrong, I gave, but it may be wrong, so may Allah protect my mischievousness and my wrong for the whole community. And if by chance, if Amir or the chief of the Mashwira does not accept your opinion, then don't feel bad. Thank Allah that Allah, my Mashwira is not accepted. Now I'm safe. Whatever will happen is not my responsibility. Sometimes Shaitan comes in our minds and he says, oh, look at how perfect Mashwira and opinion I have given, and look, he did not accept my mashwara. So don't feel bad about it. Feel better that Allah may, whatever I said is not accepted. Now I am not responsible whatever will happen in future, because my mashwara is not accepted. So both way, we should not boast, rather we should humble ourselves. These are some etiquettes, and the Amir of the Jamaat has all the authority to decide whether take someone's mashwara or do whatever Allah Ta'ala put in his heart as an Amir and decide. And after the Amir had taken the decision, then we should not controvert ourselves. Then we should not quarrel and fight among and debate, or oh, why he decided like that, he's supposed to decide like that. Whatever decision is take place, leave in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah will put khair in that. These are the few guidelines with regard to the mashwara. The reason, my brothers and sisters, we all are the parents, most of us. And we left our hometown, our home country, and came over here and brought our family with this one aim and object, how I can make better future for my children. My life is already past this much, but my future generation, my children should have better life than me. Whatever I suffer, they should not suffer. They should not have shortage of the luxury, shortage of money, shortage of comfort, and all this kind of thing. This is our dream. And that's why we sacrifice our hometown, our locality, our community, our parents, our relatives, and we travel all the way to US to see the green paradise. They say the US is paradise. But we come and land over here in airport, then we see which kind of paradise we are came into. Then we have a lot of challenges and problems and hardships as far as immigration and homeland security and finding the job and looking for the rental house, etc., etc. There are so many challenges we have to face when we land over here. But since we are here, we have to make some adjustment. Now we cannot go back. We are already here. We made decision to stay here in this country. But this country, unfortunately, is not like our country. This is very advanced country, technology-wise. It's very advanced country. And when the technology and advance comes in, there are a lot of wrong things also comes together in the package. One side looks very beneficial, very attractive, very useful. On the other side, it have very great side effects. Now how to balance and how to control, this is what in today's inshallah topic we're gonna highlight few points. Let me give some figure. Since we have brought our children in this country, according to one report, 95% children use internet. No one can deny, it's fact. Out of 100, 95% children have access to internet. 78% have cell phones. 74% have access internet on the mobile devices. Even the child of 1-2 years, he cannot speak, he cannot talk, right? But what mom does, she is busy, she wants to cook in the kitchen, she wants to do the laundry, or she wants to clean the house, or she got some other job, and the child is irritating, crying, disturbing, is not allowing her to do the work. What they do? In olden days, our mom, the way, and keep in this mind, our childhood was different than today's childhood. Our time when we were young, it was a different environment. There was no internet, there was no cell phone, there was no mobile. Right? We are brought in that environment, playing outside, cricket and football and all the activities. In today's time, the scenario has changed. This is the in internet world, advanced world. So what is, in olden days, the mom used to carry the child and she used to cook same time. She used to carry the child and she used to do the laundry. She used to carry the child and she used to clean the house. She never used to leave the child alone. She used to carry somehow. In today's time, our mothers, what they do? If 1 year child is crying, she just on the TV and put some children cartoons and place the child in front of the monitor, in front of the TV. Now child is engaged looking some animals, some you know, flowers, something, birds. And now he's occupied and is no more crying and mother is working peacefully. To avoid all this irritation, what we do, we put our child in front of the screen. Or in today's time, even 1 year old, 2 year old child has the cell phone, device, iPad, you know, something like that. So he is playing, even the 1, 2 years, they know how to play, how to put the fingers on the words. And they are occupied, so glued to that iPad and those, you know, cartoons, without realizing who made that cartoon and what is the story and what is the saying in that cartoon. You just enjoy. So instead of parents being a guardian, now internet became the guardian of our children, unfortunately. Internet became guardian of our children. And our children are learning, whatever they are learning, good or bad, from the internet, not from the parents. And when parents come back or they have things like that, you know, they don't have time, they are tired. And they're all busy with their FaceTime brother. It's disturbing, sorry. So instead of spending the time with the children, with the wife is on Facebook group, husband is on Facebook group, and you know, children, they are busy with their own mobiles and iPad. So there is no communication, there is no dialogue, there is no talking taking place in the house. And it is very, very dangerous. In today's time, children don't know how to talk, how to dialogue. Because as I said, from the childhood, he's just silently using his eyes and his ear. He's not using his tongue. Think about it. He just glued with the iPad or cell phone or TV programs, right? What is doing? He's watching or he's listening. He's not talking, he's silent. 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, not talking a word. Playing the game silently, right? Playing the game silently, he spent hours and hours on that. But he's not talking a word. So if you want to talk to your child, he doesn't have words to express. One of the benefits of talking, we should have a lot of words in our minds. Then only we can make one sentence out of that word, and we can dialogue, we can debate, we can ask the question and answer, etc. But child's brain is empty, it doesn't have words, it doesn't have the ability to talk. It's only listening and watching and playing with the fingers. So he doesn't know how to speak. Olden days, from the childhood, a parent, especially the mother, used to teach the child Allah, Bismillah, Alhamdulillah, all these things. The names of the things, you know, of the house. So child used to develop the words, vocabulary in his mind from the childhood, from the parents. Now that is not happening. So even when they come to the table for dinner, for example, mother, father, brother, sister, sitting, same table, but everybody is engaged in their device. In one hand they are eating, on the other hand they are busy. Father is busy, mother is busy, and children are busy. They're not communicating. And that is very, very dangerous. So we have to draw the line. We have to make a rule, and we have to stick to that rule, that on dining table, in the dinner time, we all have to switch off our devices. Put it away for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, half an hour. Let's sit together and while you are eating, have some conversation with your family members. Tell them what happened outside, how you spend your day, what happened in the office, at work, whatever. And the mother should share what, how she spent the day, what was the problem. And children should spend, and they should share what happened at school. They had fighting with some student, teacher was mad, homework was not done properly. All these kind of talks should be done at the dinner table. If parents are talking, children are talking, that will be very fruitful and beneficial, and it has link with each other. When you talk and listen to each other, there is a special link developed in your mind, in your brain. So this is, should happen, and every day, at least one time. Obviously during the day we are busy, moms are busy. The only time is suitable for us is the dinner time. Whatever time after Maghrib, after Isha, whatever time we set for the dinner, at that time we should have this rule applied to everybody. No matter how important call comes, the switch off for the few minutes. Nothing will happen. The world will not collapse. President will not be mad on you that why you did not pick up my phone. Not important phone while you are